Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. and Somali forces have attacked an al-Shabaab base west of Mogadishu. It's a second significant U.S. attack on the militant group in 5 days. A U.S. official confirmed to VOA that the raid Wednesday was a joint U.S.-Somali government operation targeting al-Shabaab. A local official in Somalia said helicopters dropped between 60 to 70 soldiers outside the town just after midnight. The official told VOA the troops then attacked 3 or 4 targets in the town, inflicting a number of casualties on the militants. Al-Shabaab says one of its fighters was killed in the raid. You can read more details on that story at voanews.com. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden Wednesday condemned a string of attacks by Palestinians that came as he visited Israel, saying there could be no justification of the hateful violence. Speaking alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Biden called Tuesday's deadly stabbing of an American a heinous terrorist act. He said civilized leaders cannot see the violence as appropriate behavior. Netanyahu said nothing justifies the attacks and criticized Palestinian leaders for not condemning them.
President Abbas has not only refused to condemn these terrorist attacks, his Fatah party actually praised the murderer of this American citizen as a Palestinian martyr and a hero. Now, this is wrong. And this failure to condemn terrorism, it should be condemned itself.
UN Syria envoy Stephane de Mistura was in Geneva Wednesday, ready to resume peace talks with Syria's warring side. But the delegations are still expected to arrive over the next few days, and the process will be a slow start. The UN attributed the delays to logistical arrangements. VOA News.